Welcome back. This is Deacon Jim Thorne with the 2018 KFER Conference, our 13th year here, and it's been great so far. We've had some great talks. We've got many men here. We've got well over 1,000 men, and we're just enjoying the day and really just coming into an understanding of what it means to serve God and His people in this world. But I have with me right now, I have one of our speakers here, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. He's here with me. Deacon, good to have you here.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Deacon Jim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, I know you speak all around the country, and it's always, it's something different for you here. But, you know, it's amazing how men respond when we talk about the Lord.
Yeah, you know, there's definitely a hunger there. And what's been great is to see not just the United States, or actually around the world, that men's conferences are growing, retreat opportunities for men. So there's definitely a spiritual renewal when it comes to the heart of men.
Yeah.
You know, it's wonderful to see. And to see this many men here at the KFER conference, you know, you got close to 1,200 guys here. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing.
Exactly.
But the key is after the conference, you see, to take what they've learned here and to go and to live it out every single day.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah.
So that's why these things are good, because some guys haven't been to confession in a while. Some guys have just been lethargic in their faith.
Right.
And this is an opportunity for renewal and regeneration, so that we can go and renew and regenerate our families, the church, and the culture.
Amen, brother. You know, sometimes we men come in here and have that mountaintop experience, but then don't know what to do with it afterwards. So
yeah.
I encourage men to find Bible studies or prayer groups or cell groups that where men are gathering together to continue on this momentum, because you can lose it very easily. This momentum seems so powerful when you leave here, but we're here in numbers, so it's powerful. But when you leave, you're out in that world alone.
Yeah, well, Peter warns us about this in his letter. I think it's his first letter of Peter. Like, the devil is like a lion prowling, you know, waiting for someone to attack. And Satan will let the men enjoy this for a while, and then, the realities of the work life and the busyness of the home life and all that stuff will start to creep in. They'll slack off when they're praying. They'll slack off on going to the men's group. They'll slack off on their going to mass. They'll fall right back where they were before, which is exactly where the devil wants them to be.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's
right.
Why it's so important that they have the follow-up after the conferences to maintain and sustain. Because even Jesus couldn't carry his cross by himself.
Amen.
You know, so what makes us think we could do this by ourselves?
That's right. You know, what I find too, Deacon Harold, is as the culture starts to turn more and more away from the Lord, men seek a deeper relationship, because there's something missing in the culture and they can't find what they're looking for. And when they finally realize there's only one thing that's going to really satisfy me, my appetite, it's the Lord Jesus. And once they have that experience, they start to relay that to other men.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, we get tempted with all kinds of things in the world. There's all kinds of things in our life that take priority. And someone once asked me, what's the most important priorities in your life to me? And I said, well, my relationship with God, my family, and everything else after that. They said, oh, Deacon, I thought you would put your family first. And I said, my friend, if I'm not right with God, I'm no good to my family.
That is so
I'm no
true.
Good to my wife.
That is so
so
true.
God has to come first. And sometimes, though, men have to experience kind of a prodigal son kind of experience in order to understand that. So if they're in the midst of addiction, or if they're in the midst of their selfishness, or they're addicted to pornography or whatever,
they
have to have that prodigal son experience where they realize doing this by myself ain't working.
That's right.
I'm the only one that can help me is God. And so we have that in Lent we talk about this metanoia in Greek, this conversion experience, but literally metanoia means to turn your mind around.
Exactly.
Like, you're going one direction, now you're going a completely opposite direction.
Exactly.
But here's the beautiful part about it. When we start that journey back toward the Father, remember the parable that Jesus told. While he was still a long way off, the Father caught sight of him. Which means what? The Father was looking for him the whole time. See, that's what God is waiting for us. He's not going to force us to come back, because that's not love. Force is not love. In love, he will wait patiently for us to do our thing. And then when we realize, and what happened in the prodigal son, the Father ran to meet him.
Right.
And the Lord will run. So we don't have, sometimes the guy's saying, oh, I'm so far away from where I should be. But when you start your journey back to God, God will come to meet you.
Hey, that is
you
so
see,
true.
But when men experience that, game over.
That's right. You know, and you brought up a good point, because people will say, well, how can you, you don't put your family first. But the understanding is that the family you have is given to you by God.
That's
that
right.
That is a gift from him.
Well, remember, in Genesis chapter 2, after he created Eve, he brought her to the man.
That's right.
So that was God's gift to him.
Yes.
You know, so
yes.
You're right. So it's a gift.
Yeah. And so when they start looking at that and that aspect, then you can start to understand that everything we have is from God, and that's where our praise is first due, is to God alone. Then we turn to our family, because they are what, that's our ministry too, is our families.
That's right.
As our diaconate is actually third.
That's right.
Because our first sacramental relationship was with our wives, mm-hmm. and then we have the diaconate. So it's really a powerful understanding of serving God in many different dimensions. So thanks to God. So, you know, I want to thank you for being here, Deacon Harold, because there's men that are really thirsting to hear what you're telling them. And sometimes we can't even get it in our churches. Men need to connect to other men and need to be here together to hear the power of the gospel. And that's what you're bringing. I thank you for that.
Yeah, well, thank you for inviting me here. I'm honored and privileged to be speaking at conferences, events, parish missions all around the world, actually. I did 185,000 miles last year. I've been to 16 countries, you know, in the past 6 years or so.
Yeah.
So it's been a tremendous blessing to see how the men's movement is growing. So you're gonna be in my prayers, Deacon Jim, and to keep this conference up and to keep this momentum going, because this is something our country, our church,
yes.
and our world really needs right
Absolutely.
Now. Strong men.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're going to keep you in our prayers too. All the previous speakers at the KFIR conference, all have kept them in our prayers, and you'll be included in that now, because
praise God.
We need to continue that ministry. Thank you for being here. God bless you on your continued ministries, and keep men coming to the Lord. Appreciate
Amen.
It.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Honored to be here.
This is Deacon Jim Thornhill, Holy Family Radio. We're here at the KFIR Men's Conference, and we're going to be back in a while.